My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. There are those who say we are living in a fifth dimensional consciousness and that we are creating our reality faster than we can imagine. Is it possible that we may program the consciousness to attract, manifest, and create the life we desire? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Tamara Oviatt, says we can do this by deleting negative beliefs and turning the programming around. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process. This process rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and so you can take control of what you want to create in your life. She's the author of Mastering the Masters and the host of the weekly Om Times podcast, Living in Fifth Dimensional Consciousness. Her website is TamaraOviatt.com, and she joins me this week to share her path and how you may begin creating your heaven on earth. Please join me in welcoming to Destination Unlimited, Tamara Oviatt. Welcome, Tamara.
Hi, thank you so much. So happy to be here with you.
And happy that you're joining us today. Very excited to talk about your path and also your Om Times show that you have. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Tamara, your path of discovery was rather unconventional. Please share with us your early life before you received your calling.
I always knew things. And at 18, I had a cat that was really sick and took her to the doctors. And she's one of those skinny cats and she was blown up like a football. And the doctor didn't know what was wrong with her. She was lethargic. I thought she was going to die. And one night I sat on my bed and I was putting my hands on her and I heard pray for her. So I did. And the next morning when I woke up, she looked like she was never sick. All the swelling was gone. She looked totally normal, walking around normal. And it really freaked me out because I grew up very Christian and that only Jesus could heal. And so I never really told anybody about that experience.
What else happened that led up to what happened in Roslyn?
I kept hearing, I recently got a divorce and I was selling machine tools, CNC machines. And I kept hearing, and I was doing really well. I bought a house, had a nanny for the kids. The kids had a car. The nanny had a car. I mean, I was doing really well financially and having a lot of fun. But I kept hearing in my head, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be a healer. And I heard it over and over and over again. So I finally said, okay, God, I'll follow you. Just don't kill me or my kids. So that was obviously a past life thing, right? And at this time, I had never discovered past lives. I wasn't, you know, interested in any psychic stuff. I just, you know, I wasn't into any of it. And so I kept hearing this. And so when I said that, I was looking through a local magazine in the South Bay, and it was a spiritual magazine. And there was a guy in there that does readings, charts. So I called him. I had a reading done by him. He was really interesting. And he taught hypnosis. So I said, I want to learn hypnosis. So I went out to his house and he hypnotized me. And this bird showed up who said he wasn't a bird at all. And he called himself Charlie. And it was really magical. He was like this really colorful bird. He was like rainbow colors and he wore sunglasses, right? And he took me up over the planet. He says, come with me. And he grabbed my arm and I flew up in the air. And we were like sitting on this cloud and we're looking down at the earth, which was really like a ball, it looked like. So it seemed like we're really high up. And Charlie told me, he says, do you see this? And I said, yes. He goes, do you see this? And I said, yes. He said, it's just a game, Tamara. That's all it is. Are you a winner or are you a loser? And I went, well, let me see. I'm dyslexic. I'm horrible at spelling, but I love to win Scrabble. So I love to win. You know, that was my thought process that went on at the time. And And then so I learned hypnosis through him. And with that, with my hypnosis script, I gave it to a friend of mine and I had her hypnotize me so I could meet my spirit guide, because I heard we have spirit guides. So this being showed up, this Chinese being showed up in this gown and this goatee and this little hat. And he told me his name was Chung, and that he was my guide. And then so right after that, I started teaching angel classes and how to talk to your angels, which was really interesting. You know, I just went right into that and started teaching people how to talk to their angels. I was doing this in the store in Ventura. It was an angel store. It was called Things from Heaven. And the funny thing is, and how this led up was, the owners of the store was working with a friend of mine who worked in commercials for a TV station, local TV station. And she was talking to him and they said, he said his spirit guide's name was Chung. And she says, that's funny. My friend's name, spirit guide's name is Chung. So we met, and the next thing I know, I'm teaching angel classes there. So I taught angel classes. I did it 3 different rounds of 6-week classes. And then it was full of people and I kind of freaked out. And changed my phone number, I had a Yellow Page ad going and everything at that time. And I ended up going, during that time, I was having a really hard time paying my rent. And obviously belief systems that healers can't make money or anything else. I had a lot of that going on. And one day I walked on the beach and I said, God, if you want me to be a healer, you have to pay my rent. And you have to do it now, because I was 5 days late, you know, on my rent. And with that, it was like a $75 fee, which to me was just a lot of money. So within an hour of me yelling at God on the beach, one of my clients came to me with a check for $1,500 that paid my rent and bought my boys Christmas. So my boys were young.
Wow.
And yeah. And it was like, wow. So, so I ended up going back into the workforce. I was selling sailboats and yachts for a while. That was a lot of fun. And then just did different jobs. And then I ended up doing online marketing. And all during that time, I started doing different trainings. I did master hypnotherapy, master NLP. I found out about theta healing. And that was about the time that I was done with my job, and I left and I went and spent 3 months learning theta healing. And while I was there learning, I thought, okay, good, I'm going to be a teacher. This is what I'm going to do. And this is over, you know, a 10-year span, all of this was happening. And I kept hearing, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. This is for your training. And in 2011, I was talking to some guy in England, and I lived in California, and we started talking, and then we started Skyping together, and he wanted to marry me. He wanted me to move to England, and my life was falling apart. I'd quit my job. I was trying to be a healer full time, and ended up going into foreclosure in my house. I couldn't get refinanced on the house, and I was in a mess. So I thought, okay, well, maybe I'm supposed to go to England and marry this guy and start my business there. Because I had all these different certificates. And then so I went over there and I was just like, there's no way I'm marrying this guy. And in the morning, I went for a walk. And I'm yelling at God. I'm walking through this graveyard. And I'm all, what the hell am I doing here? You know, there's no way I'm marrying this guy. And here I am in England and my whole life has fallen apart. You know, and I just, what am I doing here? Because I'm not marrying him. And I heard, go to the Rosin Chapel. And so I went back to his house and he was on the phone with a spiritual friend of his named Daz, really cool guy. And I told him what I heard and he's, oh, the Rosin Chapel is really amazing. It has these stargates underneath it that it's been built on and it's really incredible. So I booked a B&B and a train for the next day. And when I was doing that, I was told to call one of my clients that lived in Scotland to have her meet me at the church. So she agreed. So we met at the church 2 days later and I'm sitting in a pew and I said, okay, God, I'm here. And I heard, going to the Akashic Records. So I did. And when I went into the Akashic Records, there was a being standing there. I'd never seen anybody in the Akashic Records. I would just go in there and get information, you know, and there was this being standing there. And I said, who are you and what do you want? And he said he was Lord Metatron and he was there to assist me.
Let's stop for a second, because let's talk a little bit about Roslyn Chapel. There are so many wonderful elements to your experience. And this chapel was featured in Dan Brown's book and the subsequent movie, The Da Vinci Code. What did it feel like when you first saw and entered Roslyn?
It was just absolutely beautiful. It's really a stunning church. I would definitely recommend anybody to go visit that church. I've been back since, and it's just really, really beautiful.
And what's the energy like in there?
Really amazing. Yeah, it's really incredible energy. You know, depending on what time you're there, I prefer to go to places like that in the morning before everybody comes in, you know, and adding all of their energy. So I love to go to the sacred sites first thing in the morning. For me, is the best time.
Now, through your experience, what is your understanding of God, Creator, Source?
That's really interesting and such a question. It's all source energy. I call it God. I used to call it creator. And when I was doing theta healing, I called it creator. And I had this conversation with God several years ago. And I was told there are many creator gods, but there's only one God. And I went, huh, that's really interesting. And that it is all source energy. And God is really all of us and everything. And God, just like having a brand new baby, you're going to give it everything it wants and everything it desires, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the energy of God to me, is whatever we're thinking about, it's created. If it's bad or it's good for us, whatever our focus is on, that's what's created for us.
Now, you said your first sacred activation came from Lord Metatron. Many know Metatron from the Hebrew Talmud and the Kabbalistic writings as the Angel of the Presence. How did Lord Metatron introduce himself to you, and what was that energy like?
Yeah, it was really amazing. Well, I went into the Akashic Records and I asked him, you know, who he was. He said he was Lord Metatron, and I didn't know who he was. And I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't have felt worthy talking to him. And then so when that happened, all this energy came spinning into my head and the girl sitting next to me. And it was like a spiral energy. I never felt anything like that in my life. It was blowing me away. And then it was followed up by these golden seals, these like golden coins. You've seen those coins with the little hole in the center?
Yes.
Yeah. It was like that. And they like stacked up. Within my energy filled in with hers, my head hurt. I felt dizzy when it was all done. And then I was told to ground and connect. And I did. And then her and I went to lunch and we talked. And then she drove me back to my bus station. And on the way to the bus station, I heard in my head, you're now crystalline, give these to others. And I said, okay. So never talked to her since. I think I really freaked her out. So I went back to my B&B and I was calling on my friends. Guess what happened? Do you want this? And everybody's all, yeah. So I started giving the activations. I didn't know what to call them at that time. I was calling them downloads. And then I went back to this gentleman's house and it was time for me to go home. I was there for 3 weeks. It was time to go. I didn't feel like I was supposed to leave yet. And so I contacted this other guy that had done an interview with me, and he lived in London. And I said, I'm looking for a really cheap place to rent. I had $200 in my account, no credit cards. And I'm looking for a really cheap place to rent. And he says, funny thing is, my girlfriend and I just rented a flat in London. We have an extra room. And so I traded him a class that I was certified to teach. And then like 50 pounds a week. You know, and I was in London. And while I was there, my intuition told me to go to Stonehenge. And when I went to Stonehenge, I was freezing to death. I'm from California. This is late March. It's cold, you know, and I walked around Stonehenge. I went, yeah, okay, this is cool. And I sat down on a bench and Lord Metatron came to me again. And then this energy started flowing into my head and it freaked me out. I was so scared. I said, stop. What are you doing to me? You know, and he said, and he came to me and he kissed me on the forehead. He said, it's okay. Let it continue. And so I continued allowing this energy to come in. And then a few days later, I received another activation. And it was funny because I was told to go into the Akashic Records. And this time there was two beings standing there. One was Lord Metatron, who I'd known, you know, now for like a month. And there was another being standing there. And I said, who are you? And he says, I'm Moses. And I said, okay. And so he gave me an activation and I call it the Moses Codes. And it's in sacred geometry, it's the Tree of Life. And at this time, I didn't know anything about sacred geometry. And but I could see the symbols and I could see the energy and I could see the repairs happening in the energy field. And then I said, okay, God, I heard this takes 3 weeks to integrate. And I'm like, I don't want 3 weeks to integrate. I want it to integrate now. Well, I ended up sleeping for 3 days.
Wow.
And remember my friend that the guy I was supposed to marry, David, his friend, him and I would talk on Skype. And so I told him I had these three activations. Do you want them? And he said, sure. So I ran these activations for him. And I heard in my head to tell him he's going to be sensitive. I didn't have confidence in myself and what I heard yet. So I didn't say anything to him. Well, that night, he was a writer and an artist, really incredible guy. He took out everything he owned out of his house, all of his writings, all of his books, all of his paintings in his computer, and did a bonfire in his front yard.
Wow. And
burnt everything up.
Wow.
And I freaked out because I thought, what did I do to this poor man? So I'd heard that from David, that other guy, because we would talk and stuff, you know. And so I didn't talk to him for a month because I couldn't. He didn't have any way to talk to me. So when I was able to connect with him in a month, he told me that his life had never been better.
Wow.
He broke up with his girlfriend and moved into a Buddhist colony. And that his writings were never have been improved. His artwork improved and he was really, really happy. So that just really blew me away.
So you had this series of sacred activations. Now, let's just backtrack for a second. You were a person who did have a little bit of a spiritual background. You had a background in business primarily, like a lot of folks who are called to a spiritual path have had. Did you find a dichotomy? Did you ever question what you were doing and saying, am I going insane?
Oh, all the time. And I argued about everything. They would tell me to do something and I'd argue with them. And it was constant dragging me through the mud to get me to do what I was supposed to do.
So how did this experience, these experiences, manifest your calling and your mission?
Well, my calling definitely is to help people heal and to change their life, change their subconscious programming so they can create the life they desire. All this happen? It had nothing to do with me. It all was, you know, higher self, spirit, whatever. Because it wasn't anything I was seeking or anything I wanted to do. I was having a fine life.
Did you have to get out of your own way? I mean, this is really the question.
Of course. My life fell apart.
Yeah.
My life totally fell apart. I mean, when I first, it fell apart. It really did. And it had to.
And in retrospect, do you now recognize all of these elements that were coming into play for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am so thankful for everything that's happened in my life during the time I wasn't. During the time I was really stressed out. You know, I was a single mom. I lost my house. My youngest son was when I went to England, he was his last year of high school and he was staying with my sister. And then he ended up coming over to England with me. And we spent 3 months traveling around. I mean, because I went from $200 in my bank to receiving these activations. And then from London, I went over to Spain for a month. You know, that listen to this. So this client, so I sent out in an email, guess what I'm doing? You know, do you want this? And this guy contacted me that I met him and his wife in California. And he says, Tamara, I'm in London. Yeah, I want to do a session. I said, okay, cool. So we talked on the phone and I did a session with him. And I heard in my head, ask him if you can go to Spain with him, because he was going to Spain. This was the summer of 2012 when the world was supposed to end in December, right? So him and his wife had this house off the grid where the spring water came to the house and it was on solar. Solar wasn't very good. It only lasted a few hours. But it was, and it was on this mountaintop, and they had everything they needed to survive the whatever was supposed to happen, the end of the world. You know, they were going to go survive on this mountaintop, but that was all falling apart for them, and he needed to go clear out the house. So I asked if I'd go to Spain with him, because I had to leave my London house because that guy's daughters were coming from France, you know, in a couple of weeks. So next thing I know, I'm in Spain with this guy I'd only met once. I met him at the airport, flew off. His wife said, okay, you know, that I could go with him. And I spent a month on this mountaintop in Spain that was just so magical. And I was receiving more information and receiving activations. And then from there, I went off to Glastonbury. Oh my God, Glastonbury, England. Wow. That was, I mean, that's the heart chakra of the world.
Yeah.
I spent 6 weeks there, and every day I walked through the Abbey in the middle of town and I would receive information. And one day I was walking through, I heard, you believe this. And it just kept going on and on and on and on for like 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, okay. Can I clear it yet? No, you believe this, you believe this. So then all these belief systems, I was then told I could release them. So,
it's interesting that all of these things manifested for you. And at the time you were struggling with them and came from a struggling situation that led you to these things. And I had a wonderful spiritual teacher who used to share an ancient Hebrew expression, Hakol Beseda, which the literal translation is, everything is unfolding in order, or everything's in order. He said, no, everything is unfolding in divine order. We may not see it. We may hate what's going on, but ultimately, when we are on this path, a higher purpose is being fulfilled. And that's exactly what you experienced.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
My guest is Tamara Oviatt. She's written 9 books. She has this wonderful, wonderful sacred activation program. Tamara, please tell our listeners where they can find out more about you and all this wonderful work that you do.
Well, sacred activations, what it does is it changes your subconscious programming. Because at birth, and through the collective consciousness, we have many, many belief systems that run our lives. You know, if you listen to Bruce Lipton, 95% of your life is ran by your subconscious programming. And only 5% of the time, or even less, even down to 1% of the time, are you consciously creating. So the work I do activates your sacred geometry, which can, you know, create miracles and instant healing right there. Plus the other activations I have change your belief systems. So what it does is it rewires your subconscious programming. And later on, I found out that it's really metaprogramming the human biocomputer. And because these programs, these activations are intelligent, they keep working with you for days, weeks, even months, changing your belief systems and rewriting your software so that your life magically, seriously, magically just starts getting better. You feel more confident. You feel more happy. You wake up singing. Money starts flowing into your life. The right people show up. The wrong people go away. It's really incredible how it all comes together. And it took me a long time to really realize what I was doing. I mean, like I said before, I didn't know what sacred geometry was. And I was doing these sacred geometry activations. And then a friend of mine gave me a book and I saw what I was doing. I went, oh my God, I'm doing this. So the sacred activations activate your sacred geometry instantly. They activate your DNA strands. They clear out your junk DNA. They clear out, you know, your fears and your phobias and your angers and your resentments and your family issues. I mean, it's really amazing and blows me away what it does. It really
and
does.
How can we find out how to get in touch with you and all of this work?
TamaraOviatt.com.
And spell that for our listeners, please.
TamaraOviatt.com. And when you go there, I have 7 free gifts for you. So I've got a bunch of activations in there to help you. And then we have another category on the website where there's tons of free content. There's over 15 hours of content and where I'm doing activations and talking and stuff like that to help you. My job and always my heart has always been about world peace. So, and the only way we get world peace, it's an inner job, because we are the creators of this world. We are creating the world by our thoughts, our feelings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll be back with more of Tamara after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week, Tamara Oviatt, we're talking about all of the wonderful work that she does and sacred activations. Tamara, in the last segment, we started talking a little bit about sacred activations, which you referred to as subconscious metaprogramming process. What is that about?
Well, I knew I was changing subconscious belief systems, and I ran across this book when I went to go do a salt bath, a salt float in Florida, and it's by John Lilly, MD, and he talks about the human biocomputer. And I went, oh my God, that's what I'm doing. So sacred activations is metaprogramming the human biocomputer, because truly we're like, when we come on to this planet, you know, we're like a fresh computer, right? We have our programs, because you have to have programs to run. And I really think that's what a lot of the life, past life programs we have are for us, for things to work on and to learn from and to be able to operate. And we also have our operating system. And then when we're born, you know, the first 7 years, you're in the theta brainwave, and you're just being downloaded with all these new programs of positivity or negativity or whatever. And so what I do is I change those belief systems that are running your life. And I connect to source energy, and I call out a sacred activation, or I hear what it's sacred activation you need. And it starts changing the software, the subconscious programming. And it continues working with you, just like if you were to run a virus program on your computer to clean it up. That's what this does. It cleans it up, and it's intelligent, and it rewrites your programs for better health, for better money flow, for better love. And your life just starts changing magically. It's really incredible what it does. I've seen miracle healings from this. I mean, when I had my first 3 activations in Italy, I had a friend that a year before had a stroke, and I told her, I said, you need to change your blood pressure medication. She never listened to me. She had a stroke. I told her to go to the hospital. She didn't listen to me. She had another stroke. So I picked her up. I took her to the hospital. She came out a couple of days later with not being able to use her left arm or really walk. She was on a walker. And I had had a lot of trainings up until now, and I tried everything I knew with her. And after receiving sacred activations, at this time I'm in Italy in 2012, I ran the first 3 activations for her. And the next morning she woke up with 95% better. She was able to brush her hair. She was off the walker. It blew me away. You know, I didn't know what I was doing could actually do that. And I had women that were supposed to go in surgery the next day for like breast cancer and uterus cancer. And both totally clean, no surgery needed when they went for their pre-op.
And how do sacred activations help people emotionally?
Oh, totally. That's a lot. Well, that's what creates our problems, our physical problems, is our emotions. There's many different activations that help you in different ways of your life, but it changes those emotional programs. It changes past life programs and it changes your genetic programs, because a lot of our stuff comes from our genetics also, our belief systems. So it clears all of that out for you so that you're no longer resentful, or you're no longer angry or jealous, or, you know, riddled with guilt over something, or feeling shameful of something that you did in your past. It just clears it out, and it just is no longer running in your mind. It's no longer coming up, because your subconscious mind brings up these programs. Oh, you can't do this, or you can't do this, or guilt or fear. And these things run over and over and over again. Well, it's what sacred activations does, is actually totally erases those. So that's no longer coming up in your mind. It's no longer popping up.
And what are some of the short and long-term results?
They're all long-term results. One of the guys I worked with a couple years ago, I think I did like three sessions with him. He is now voted like international singer, best singer, and got all these awards, and he's a spiritual singer. And so watching this happen is really incredible. Another psychologist I was working with, she called when I did three sessions with her. When she called me, she was crying. She's going to have to close her office. And then she called me again and wanted to work on her psychic abilities. And then I talked to her again. And the third time I talked to her, she was having to turn away clients. She had so many clients. And she was now connecting with spirit and able to have conversations with passed on loved ones and different guides and stuff. And so what happens with sacred activations, I mean, it starts working with you instantly and you get instant changes, and then it keeps unfolding. I have a driver here. I live in Yucatan, Mexico, and my driver here had a stroke. And I worked on him twice. I did two sessions with him, and he has no features of having a stroke anymore. His face is totally fine because he had like drop face and stuff, totally healed. I'm a holistic doctor I go to for, you know, vitamin IVs and stuff sometimes. And his son, who's just got certified as a doctor, said, "I feel your energy. What do you do?" And so I told him, he goes, "I want some." So I did a session with him, and I just saw him again, like three weeks later. I said, "How are you doing?" He says, "Wow." Because he was saying he was bipolar and stuff. And he says, "I can think. I can concentrate. My anger that I used to have all the time is 80% less." And he was really overweight guy. And he says, "And I just went and did lap band surgery." He goes, "I never would have done any of that stuff for myself. Thank you so much."
Yeah.
So just to watch people change and shift and get into their power it's absolutely amazing and beautiful. And I'm so thankful I get to do this. I mean, I didn't believe I could. You know, I with sacred activations, I kept saying, "Prove it to me," you know, all these different things. And I kept having all these magical experiences happen. And my life has been total magic from everything that's happened. My life has shifted so much. I can't even believe it.
Can you describe what a sacred activation is like?
It's just silent. You just sit there and I tell you what it is and what it's going to do. And you just close your eyes and go inside, and the energy just works for you. You might feel it, you might not. Some people spin. Some people feel dizzy. Some people feel really emotional afterwards. Some people don't feel anything, but yet then you talk to them and their life has totally changed.
Absolutely. We are aware that there is a collective consciousness, that the thoughts, both positive and loving and negative and fear-based, of all people is something that permeates everyone. Do we need to disconnect from that collective consciousness? And if so, how may this be done?
Okay. And that's really cool about sacred activations. It does that for you. And there is a collective consciousness. I call it like the internet of humans. We're all connected. And there's these different programs that we can plug into. You know, God showed me this like 3 years ago. I was doing this Out of the Mind Matrix program. And I was shown if fear was a fruit, it would be the size of a big watermelon, the big watermelons with seeds and stuff, the really yummy ones, right? And if love was a fruit, it would be the size of a blueberry.
Mm.
So many people are plugged into the fear that it's easy to be plugged into the fear because so many people are plugged into it. But to be plugged into unconditional love, it's so small. But when you start unplugging from the fear, right, that what happens to the watermelon, it shrinks. So it's the same thing in the collective consciousness, that fear base shrinks. I mean, the fear base energy is being thrown at us like crazy and in our collective consciousness. And a lot of us are plugged into it and running it. But what happens when you let go of that fear and you do plug into that unconditional love? I mean, plugging into that unconditional love takes some practice because it's a blueberry. You know what I mean? But it starts growing because you're feeding it the energy. And what happens is the fear base just starts shrinking. And it's easier to be calm and be in love. And that consciousness starts shifting. And I'm seeing it shift in the world. I'm seeing the world shift. It's shifting a lot. It's a lot less dense than it used to be. You can feel the energy of fear and anger, you know, and all the sorrow and all of that. I get a lot of people are still plugged into that, but there's a lot of people unplugged from it. And it's getting easier to unplug from it.
Blueberries are my favorite, by the way.
Me too. I love blueberries.
Is there a fifth dimensional consciousness? And if so, how may we connect with it?
We are living in the fifth dimensional consciousness already. We have elevated out of the third dimensional consciousness. We are living in the fifth dimensional consciousness. And what happens in the fifth dimensional consciousness is things happen instantly. So if you're thinking about something, it's created so much faster. It's like instant. And so your desires, and so it's important to focus on your desires. It's important to take 5 minutes a day, write things down that you desire to create in your life and send that energy. And when your thoughts and feelings go into fear and failure and all of that, just, you know, poke yourself in the middle of the head and say delete, but delete it, change your belief, just shift your consciousness, shift your focus onto something positive, and it'll start shifting for you. And then you'll find yourself, and more time you're in the consciousness of happiness. But we are in the fifth dimensional grid system. And the other day I received information about the sixth dimensional grid system on operating with that. And that's all the universal law that we're now bringing in and plugging into this planet and ourselves to be able to start living in the fifth dimension and creating, like, our higher self has now moved up to the sixth dimension. And that energy is coming in for creation and clarity, if that makes sense. And the universal laws instead of the planetary laws that we've been working with. Meaning healings can happen faster, manifestations happen faster. It's we're in that flux right now. And I know a lot of people don't understand that, and that's okay. You don't have to, but just take time every day to go inside, to connect, to write, go on a walk, think about what you desire to create, and you'll just see it start happening. And it just starts happening really, really fast.
You've written 3 books on the Akashic Records, A Practitioner's Guide to Messages in the Akashic Records, A Master Practitioner's Guide to Healing in the Akashic Records, and Galactic Akashic Records. Please give us the essence of your experience with tapping this compendium of all knowledge of all time.
It's really amazing. I actually now have 5 different classes on them. I'm also doing Akashic Records, Heaven and Hell. Where we take you into the energy of heaven and hell. And it's really incredible. But and I'm working in the Galactic Akashic Records. I teach you how to go into the Akashic Records to work with the masters, to do healing in the Akashic Records, to receive information, and also the Galactic Akashic Records, where you're being met by off-planet beings and your guides from other planets or brothers and sisters. And it really helps you realize how powerful you truly are and what you could truly do. And these guides and all this information through the Akashic Records is there to serve you and to help you. And this is available to everybody.
One of the recurring themes in your many books, podcasts, and presentations is receiving messages from Source, advising you to take action that help your path, your gifts, and your callings to unfold. Are these messages available to others? And if so, how may they begin to receive them?
Absolutely. They, I'm not special here. I just listened and did what they told me to do. So anybody can do this.
I think your key word there is listening, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to listen to that inner message. It's so important. You know, they had to yell at me and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat before I would listen. But I'm much better at it now.
And how do you differentiate between messages from Source and messages from the ego?
Oh, totally different. Your ego is going to be yelling at you. It's going to be loud. It's going to be putting you down, telling you what you can't do. And Source is going to be telling you you can do it or give you guidance. And one way I really learned that was my boyfriend had a motorcycle. I was 18. And I kept hearing, don't get on the bike, don't get on the bike, don't get on the bike. And so I argued with him. And I let him win the argument, and I wore a helmet. And we got in a motorcycle accident, and I broke the helmet. And if I wasn't wearing the helmet, I'd be dead. But here is one of those times I was told not to get on the bike, and I didn't listen. And I got on the bike, and we crashed. And so that was a really good learning for me. And there's other times I could tell you in my life where I learned from not listening. That's how I learned to listen.
Yeah.
And it's that quiet voice within that loves you or is giving you warning, you know, or telling you information that's going to happen. Yeah. And follow that voice.
Follow that voice.
Take 5 minutes to write. I mean, they call it spelling for a reason. You're putting your wishes and your desires down, you know, in 2019, because I've been single for 26 years. And in 2019, I said, God, I need a man next to me. I can't keep doing this alone. And I wrote down everything I wanted in a man. And that was October 2019. And then I heard an old boyfriend's name in my head, and I just laughed. Yeah, right. And then a couple of weeks later, you know, I hear it again. I laugh. And then beginning of January, I heard, look at you in your LinkedIn. I never go to my LinkedIn. I have an assistant that takes care of that for me. And I went and looked, and he was right on the front page. Michael Hennessy looked at you. And I went, oh my God. So we started talking, and we talked for like 6 weeks. And it was funny because we dated in California and we were both in Florida.
Mm.
And we were 3 hours away from each other. So it took like 6 weeks for us to connect because I had to go to Virginia and Miami and different things that were going on. And we just laughed and laughed and laughed. And within 3 weeks, we were living together. Within 6 months, we had moved to Yucatan, Mexico. And about 6 months ago, I was going through one of my folders, and I came across my list that I wrote and a guy. And I read it to him. I said, Mike, this is my list I wrote. And he's all, when did you write that? And I told him October 2019, you know, right before we got together. And he was everything on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it ended up being an old boyfriend. It was so funny. And he showed up in the right time.
Absolutely. And timing has a lot to do with it, because we have to have experience in time to recognize when the time is right. My guest is Tamara Oviatt. We'll be back with more after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week, Tamara Oviatt. Tamara, one of your many wonderful books is entitled Heal Yourself, Heal the World. What inspired this book, and what message should readers take from it?
I got goosebumps when you said that. because we are a collective consciousness. And when we heal ourselves, everyone around us starts healing. Everybody starts changing. And everything around you starts changing. The world starts changing around you because you are the creator of your life. And so everybody that shows up in your life is a mirror to you for something you need to learn or to overcome or in support. You know, there's many different roles. And so the only thing we truly have to do is work on ourselves. And then the whole world around us starts shifting. It's really incredible to watch how people treat you differently when you change yourself.
And do each of us have the capacity for self-healing?
Of course. Absolutely. Everybody has the capacity for self-healing. Absolutely.
And how do we embrace that?
Take some time. Don't focus on the disease or the disorder. Focus on the healing and the health. Because you're talking to your body and your cells are listening to every single thing you say to yourself. So if you're having an issue, you know, imagine it being perfect. See it being perfect. See it being healthy. Feel it. Celebrate it. Love it. Love your body. Love yourself. Honor yourself.
That loving oneself and sensing one's self-worth, that's a real challenge for a lot of folks, isn't it?
It is. It was certainly a challenge for me.
And that how would we overcome that?
Take time for yourself. Take time for yourself. You know, go inside. Again, write. Listen to a song. You know, of course, I'm going to say listen to the sacred activations. You want to do it magically and easily? Use the sacred activations because it just magically and easily just starts erasing all of those belief systems for you. But you don't have to use sacred activations to do it. You can do it yourself. But you got to focus and you know, allow that stuff to stop repeating and start replacing it with positive thoughts. And I say this to you, and it's so much easier said than done because, again, 95% of your life is ran by your subconscious program. So do meditations, do guided meditations, do sacred activations, do things to change your subconscious programming. Because I've been to many, many events for a weekend where it's supposed to change your life. You're rah, rah, rah. You're all excited. You're going to do all these things when you get home. And within a couple of days, you start falling into your same thing. So, you know, I've changed things through subconscious or through guided meditations and stuff. But the sacred activations, what happened for me is it started changing my life instantly. And just kept shifting it and shifting it and shifting it. But take time for yourself. Go in. You've got to meditate or do hypnosis or music that's going to help you write. You've got to take time for yourself in order to do that.
And one of the things that I always share is to create healthy boundaries, that the word no, when said with compassion, is a complete sentence, and that you don't have to be a people pleaser and chase after everyone else without and neglect yourself at the same time.
Absolutely. There's an activation for healthy boundaries.
There you go.
Yeah, I needed that.
How may we each recognize and embrace the power we possess to create our life and create heaven on earth and share those amazing gifts with others?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of what you said.
No problem. How may we each recognize and embrace the power we possess to create our life and create heaven on earth and share those amazing gifts with others?
Be kind, smile. We all have the power. I mean, we are creating everything that's happening now, you know, and so focus on the peace, focus on the love, focus on art, focus on music. And with you just doing that, with your happiness inside, it affects everybody. And that's how we create heaven on earth. That's how we do that. I've created heaven on earth for myself. I live on the Yucatan, Mexico. I live on the beach. And I'm happy. This is my heaven on earth right here. You know, it took me a lot of work. Took me a lot of time to do this, but it wasn't really something that just all started magically falling into place. Yeah. And so as when you're working on yourself and focusing on creating beauty within, being happy for others, smiling at others. I mean, if you just smile at someone, you can really make their whole day or their whole week. Or you might have just helped somebody not go commit suicide because you smiled at them.
Absolutely.
I constantly smile at people. You know, I wear a t-shirt around. I'm always in a t-shirt, and it's living my best life. Yeah. You know, because I want to trigger that into people to create that for themselves. We don't have to be slaves. We can create anything we desire just by being excited about it and feeling good about it. It's so important to love yourself and love others. And I know it's easier to love others than it is yourself. It takes time, but you can do it. You know, look in the mirror, say, I love you. 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 Until you can open your eyes and smile at yourself and say, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, to really embrace that energy and that love for yourself. It's so important.
In one of his moving speeches, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, be the peace you wish to see in the world. How do we embody this?
Same thing. Same thing. It's peace in the world is an inside job. You don't have to go march. Definitely do not plug into all the fear-based programming out there to keep you in separation and fear. There's so much fear out there. And it's important to purge all of that. Do not listen to any of the fear programs of what's happening, because it's all division programming, all of it. Focus on good songs, you know, good TV. If you like to watch TV, go watch a cooking show or a building show or something that has no drama. Don't watch drama. Don't listen to drama songs, you know, anger songs and stuff like that. Do not spend time down the rabbit hole of overload of entertainment and fear, because no matter what you think you believe, there's a fear-based program to help support you in it. And it's important to let go of all that. Go into 3 days of silence. Oh my God, how empowering is that? That is so empowering to sit alone with no internet, no TV, nothing for 3 days to sit in silence. You will learn so much about yourself, and you'll come out of that experience so much healthier.
Please tell us about your new show on OM Times Media and TV.
I'm so excited to be doing this on OM. I saw a vision of me doing a TV show many eons ago. And so I'm doing it, and I chose OM, which I'm really excited about. I love OM. I love the energy that they're bringing forward, and Christopher, and they're just really incredible beings. So it's all about every week I run activations for you. I've had a lot of guests on. I'm going to have less guests on and more of me talking myself. I've decided it's important for me to do this, but I'm always running activations at the end of the show to help you get out. It's a minimum of 3 activations per week. You know, go listen. I do have some absolutely fascinating, incredible, amazing gifted guests on. And then also there's some of me sharing stories and helping you break through different areas of your life. And again, I'm always running energy for you to help reprogram your mind so that you can be the best you.
Tamara, please tell us about your website and what we can find there.
The website, there's like 400 activations on there. There's guided meditations. I do practitioner trainings. In sacred activations, I have 5 different levels of training. I have practitioner, master practitioner, medical intuitive, mastering the masters. I have earth mastery, where you're learning to work with the ley lines and also the collective consciousness and that energy field, and to be able to travel to different sacred sites, you know, remotely, and to do healing there and to activate crystals in the planet. That's an amazing and medical intuitive, absolutely incredible class. And then I also teach, I have 5 Akashic Records classes I teach. I wasn't planning on teaching Akashic Records, but I was told it was really necessary and needed, and that it really helped the healing to help people really balance out to be really empowered healers. So I teach 5 of those Akashic Records, Masters Akashic Records, where you start to do healings on healing tables. And then I've got the Galactic, where you're working with aliens, people off planet, and then I have animals and heaven and hell, where we're taking you into the fourth dimension. Fourth dimension is the heaven and hell energy field. So we take you into that. It's really the same energy field. It's your belief systems that put you in either one of those scenarios. And so it's really, really empowering, and it releases all those fears and teaches you about that level. And then also teaches you how not to end up in that level when you pass away, that you actually go beyond it, you know, so you're not stuck in that, in the rebirthing line for the planet. You can move beyond that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to reincarnate here.
And do you have links to your books on there?
I do have links to my books. 9 of them are on Amazon, and I've got 5 more that's supposed to be coming out by the end of the year.
You're a prolific author.
They're all really, my books are transcribed trainings. So when you read my book, you're going to learn about my trainings. And when we're just reading my book, you can start working on yourself. And then if you want, you can become a practitioner. But I have a lot of webinars and stuff for people that aren't interested in being a practitioner and just want to help themselves become better than them.
And her website is TamraOviatt.com. Tamra, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience and your wisdom and a message that our world really needs to hear.
Thank you so much, Victor. I really appreciate your time and your audience. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you so much, sending everybody lots and lots of love.
And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor, the Voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.